meeting and move right into the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Foundation meeting. Chief of Staff Nick Wojcicki, will you please take roll?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascada.
Here.
Regent Boylan.
Here.
Regent Brager.
Here.
Regent Brown.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian.
Here.
You have a quorum present.
Thank you. We'll move right into public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069 and passcode 555-555. I'll say that again, passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
I'm taking a look at some public comment here, obviously at UNLV, but I just want to restate that this public comment is not for the full board meeting that we're having today. This is specifically for the foundation. Please go ahead.
Kent Irvin, ERVI, and ditto my previous general comments. From the UNLV Foundation financial statement, about 29% of the FY 2023 expenditures were for administration and fundraising, second highest among the seven educational foundations. The UNLV Foundation spent $6.5 million on development and administration, administrative personnel. Nearly $21 million was transferred to UNLV for general program support. UNLV's annual report is the most detailed in terms of listing every expense invoice, although maybe more general program categorizations are more useful. How much of the $21 million is unrestricted? Could some of it be used to address temporary budget issues, such as avoiding operating cuts in the year of a high COLA? Thank you very much.
I see no further public comment for the foundation here at UNLV. SCS, is there any public comment?
There are no online callers at this time.
Thank you. And I'll turn this over to President Whitfield for opening remarks.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. For the record, Keith Whitfield. I will not spend too much time introducing, but David Ross, the president of our foundation, is here. And I think what you'll see is is a fantastic alignment between what our foundation does and our top-tier 2.0 strategies for how we will continue to move the university forward. Been very proud of what they've done. One of the things that I've noticed since I've been here is that we manage our endowment internally and don't pay the extraordinary costs that end up being if you have a private company to do it. But watching and seeing the incredible success that that internal mechanism has had, I've just been absolutely blown away and impressed. I will stop there and allow our president to share the accomplishments for the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, President Whitfield. And with that, we'll move into agenda item number two, the annual report for the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees. And I'll turn it over to you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Chancellor. My name is David Ross. I am the chair of the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees. As a two-time UNLV graduate, it is truly an honor to be in front of you today to present. I think President Whitfield nailed it. We do have a collaboration that's usually not seen. We both, and trustees and everybody really involved with UNLV, understands the linkage between a strong university and a strong local economy. And I think that allows us to forge ahead and continue to make progress. We've provided 10 slides for you today. I'll be brief. I know your time is valuable. I think the first is UNLV continues, if you were to go to slide one, on our achieving excellence in research and student success. The UNLV's foundation supports UNLV through many different aspects, but what we're trying to do is really, we're arguably one of the most diverse universities in the country. We continue to lead in faculty and student research, and then, of course, our community partnerships we continue to work on, and especially through the trustees, I think we continue to achieve that. In terms of our giving summaries, if we do go back to that slide on the giving summaries, we raised approximately $55.4 million for fiscal year. You'll see the distribution on your right in terms of the breakdowns, and approximately that came into $44.5 million in terms of cash stocks, and about $10.8 million in services. If we go to the next slide, in terms of fiscal performance, you'll see that the UNLV Foundation assets were $468.1 million as of June 30th, 23, compared to $436.1 million the prior year. Again, on the left side, you'll see a 10-year tally in terms of those assets and the growth over that period of time. If we go to the next slide, in terms of the endowment performance, our investment firm, Cowen, and as President Whitfield said, we have a remarkable investment committee led by Randy Garcia, who's, I'll say that he was in the top 100, again, for the United States in terms of financial advisors. We're lucky to have that investment committee. And so I think for us, from that standpoint, according to Cowen, we had net returns for the endowment of 8.35% for all assets in fiscal 23, and that compares to our benchmark of 7.76. After fees and distributions and gifts, the foundation's endowment increased by a net of 6.54% from $301.9 million in June of 22 to $321.6 million in June of 23. We go to the next slide. We'll show the campus support and fulfillment of the mission that we have from the board, the foundation. It's to provide support to UNLV. The UNLV Foundation delivered $29.8 million in program scholarship and project capital in fiscal 23. And again, on the left side, you'll see the distribution, approximately $8.8 million in scholarships, $3.1 million in projects, capital projects, and about almost $18 million in programs. And again, you'll see on the right a bar chart of the last 10 years in terms of campus support. We do have another slide. The next slide is one of the things I'm most proud of with UNLV is the succession planning that we have. So as my chair terms in June of 30, you'll see that we are today a part of your package. We have officers and the trustees for fiscal year 25 and 26 in front of you. I'm happy to say Chair Tony Sanchez III is another graduate, an 88. Michael J. Bonner, the vice chair, is 78. And Dan Tutlin, and then, of course, George Smith anchors our treasurer. So, and then, again, in front of you today is President Whitfield working in conjunction with Ricky McCurry and our COO, Tiffany Vickers, who's with me today, request permission on the corporate secretary, Susan McQuilkin. In terms of the new trustees on the next slides, we continue to have trustees, rotate out. We've brought in a remarkable class of trustees. On the left side, Roberta Martin, Sandra Douglas Morgan from the Raiders, Brian Scott, and then Ricky Tannenbaum. So again, just a Hall of Fame class on the left side. But on the right side, I wanted to highlight what we have in front of you also is emeritus. William Boyd, Michael Saltman, Don Snyder, and Michael Yakira. Almost a Hall of Fame lineup when we think about it from UNLV and what they've done to support this university. In terms of the next slide is again, just officers that, trustees that are in front of you to renew. And that really concludes my remarks. Again, I have Tiffany Vickers here, our COO and CFO, if there's any questions on the financials. Again, we do have BDO as our audit firm, and there are no issues. We had a clean audit on that and the affiliated foundations with us.
Thank you very much, Chair. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Are there any questions to the Chair? Regent Perkins?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just what the programs, could you highlight just maybe two or three of them, the programs that are funded through the foundation?
I'm going to turn it over to our COO, who knows the dollars better than me, where they're going.
Sure, and these are the transfers that we did for fiscal year 23? And what they primarily funded. We had some wrap-up of some capital projects, the wrap-up of the construction with the Fertitta football complex, and generally speaking...
I apologize for the interruption. For formality's sake, will you please state your name for the record?
Tiffany Vickers, COO and CFO of the UNLV Foundation. Apologies. So they generally span primarily for programmatic support that would range from the new risk management center that was established, and those, of course, will spin off of the interest off of the endowment. We have our normal scholarships that are funded. We've got various fellowships. We've got programmatic support across. We've got a lot of programs within the library for some of the preservation efforts there. So it just spans a wide variety of programs very diversely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Regent Brown.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for the record. So when I was doing my due diligence, I was kind of looking through this, and it does seem that athletics isn't listed here. And I understand that we have different foundations, athletic, soccer, football. We have a research foundation. The pictures in the report include some athletic stuff. So I think there's just a little let me rephrase my question, or let me actually ask the question. What is the relationship with UNLV Foundation with these other foundations? Those numbers are not included in here. Are there separate reports? And how do we get a holistic picture of what foundation giving looks like for UNLV?
Sure. So if you, in the full annual report on page 6, there is a column for the UNLV affiliated foundation assets, and then a column for the foundation total assets. So their assets are included there, and then there's another table with the fair market value. So their numbers are included in the asset values. They all have separate reports. If they have, per the Board of Regent handbook, assets over $6 million, they're required to have an audit. And if not, they can do an alternating review every other year. And so those are all provided in the materials that were submitted with all of the foundation materials. But we've got one for each of them: golf, soccer, football, research foundation, and alumni association. So they're all considered affiliated foundations, rolling up to the foundation as the member institution foundation.
Our numbers are a little different, so it's not on our page 6. So I will look and find which one that is.
Okay.
When I was looking at the big breakdowns, it didn't mention athletics. I assumed it was in there somewhere. So this is super helpful.
And then athletics itself, as a department within campus, their fundraising efforts are coordinated and collaborated through the UNLV Foundation. So their philanthropic efforts are reported in our results.
So I think it goes back to, we heard it in public comment, I think just standardizing this, and I will be bringing it up for in our new business just because, like, it would be helpful for me to, and yes. So thank you. I will keep doing a deep dive. I'm just curious. It's more curious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Thank you again for your time and the presentation.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve the annual report from the UNLV Foundation?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sounds like the motion to approve was Regent Perkins, seconded by Regent McMichael. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. The annual report has been accepted. We'll move to agenda item number 3, the officers. Are there any questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number 4, consent items. If there's really a motion to approve consent items 4A through 4D, unless a region would like to have a consent item pulled.
I'll make that motion to approve the consent items for item number 4.
Second.
A motion to approve consent items 4A through 4D was made by Regent Perkins, seconded by Regent McMichael. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving consent items 4A through 4D, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Those have passed. We'll now move on to agenda item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
I don't see any public comments here at UNLV. Is there any public comment through SCS?
I do have one in the queue, Chair. Caller, you can unmute. Again, this is public comment for the University of Nevada Las Vegas Foundation. Go ahead and unmute, state your name and spell it for the record, and you have 2 minutes to address the board. They're not unmuting, Chair.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We will now adjourn the meeting for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Foundation.